Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has told the BBC that Israel bears significant blame for the humanitarian situation in Gaza, where, in his words, starvation and famine are happening as we speak. Our international editor, Jeremy Bowen, spoke with Volker Turk and has this report.
Israel, as the occupying power, is obliged to allow adequate supplies of humanitarian assistance to get to the people who need it. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, says that is not happening. In an interview from his office in Geneva, he condemned the 7th of October Hamas attacks. He also said Israel carried significant blame for the food crisis in Gaza. Mr. Turk told me there is a plausible claim that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war. Israel insists it's letting in everything that's needed.
The French Prime Minister, Gabriel Attal, has announced that the state will take legal action against the pupil whose allegations about her headmaster have led to death threats and his sudden resignation. She claimed the head had struck her after her refusal to remove her Islamic headscarf in accordance with French law. Police found no evidence to support her claims. Divers searching the Patapsco River in the US city of Baltimore have recovered two bodies following the collapse of a bridge on Tuesday. The head of the Maryland State Police, Colonel Roland Butler, gave the details.
Shortly before 10 a.m., divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle. The victims were identified as Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes and Dorlin Raniel Castillo Cabrera of Dundalk.
Bodies of four missing workers yet to be found. Investigators are examining the data recorder from the ship which brought down the bridge. Inspectors are also looking at the twisted remains. Argentina says it's hosting six members of the Venezuelan opposition at its embassy in Caracas. It comes after the opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, was banned from running against President Nicolas Maduro in July's election. Clitzia Sala reports.
Local media in Argentina say the six are linked to Ms. Machado and have been sheltering in the embassy since Monday. The Argentine government expressed concern about the persecution of Venezuelan opposition politicians ahead of July's presidential elections. The security ministry says it's preparing to send extra police officers to Caracas to protect the embassy. The Venezuelan government is reported to have cut off power and water to the building. The incident has heightened tensions between the two countries.
World News from the BBC. Haiti's presidential council has promised to restore public order and democracy in the country once it's installed, which is expected to happen in the next few days. Nomi Iqbal sent this report from Cape Haitien in Haiti.
In its first comments, the council pledged to restore public and democratic order in the island nation and alleviate the suffering of the Haitian people. In the last month, the country has been plunged into a new wave of violence after gangs burnt police stations, shut down the main international airport and stormed Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing thousands of inmates. It led to Prime Minister Ariel Henry stepping down more than 2 weeks ago. He's currently locked out of Haiti and said he will officially resign when the council is formally established.
A French court has reduced the life sentence of a Liberian former rebel, Kunti Kamara, to 30 years in prison for his role during Liberia's civil war 3 decades ago. At his first trial last year, his arrest in France, he was found guilty of crimes against humanity and violence against civilians and given a life term but appealed. Although the Paris Criminal Court reduced his sentence, it again found him guilty of the wartime crimes. The appeals court in Dakar has confirmed that the opposition candidate, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, is the winner of Senegal's presidential election. He secured more than 54% of the vote, well clear of the candidate of the governing party. The results are expected to be confirmed by the Constitutional Council in the coming days. The former US Senator and the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Joe Lieberman, has died at the age of 82. A statement from his family gave complications from a fall as the cause of death. Mr. Lieberman was Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 election, becoming the first Jewish candidate on the national ticket of a major party. He was known for his support for abortion rights, environmental protection and gay rights. BBC News.